Hey, today's daf is Vachem daf Lamed Aleph. Today's shir is sponsored L'Zecher Nishmas Shendel Bas Shaya Mendel, Mrs. Jeanette Geisels, by her sons Mitchell and Jeffrey. And we thank them very much for the sponsorship, and the zechus of our learning should be an aliyah for her neshama. We're holding on daf Lamed Aleph already. We're three lines into the page, and we're going to discuss today being mitzaref different chatzay zesim. When we've been talking a lot about machsheves pigel, machsheves pasul, so they are different things and they accomplish different things. So first, we're going to discuss if you have a machsheva for a chatzay zayis chutz l'zmano, which is a machsheves pigel, but it's not enough. It's only chatzay zayis, and then you have a machsheva for a chatzay zayis chutz l'mekomo. So okay, so together that should make it pasul. But then you have a machshava for another chatzay zayis chutz l'zmano. So are we mitzarif the first chatzay zayis chutz l'zmano and the last chatzay zayis chutz l'zmano to create pigul, or do we say that it's just pasul? Then we're going to have three different versions of where Bar Kapara says that two chatzay zayisim chutz l'zmano actually are mitzarif and make it pigul. It's not the case that we just discussed. There's some other case where two chatzay zayisim are mitzarif, but three different versions of what that case is. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether a machshava that a dog will eat chutz l'zmano is considered machshavas pigul. We know that it's machshavas pigul to consider that a person will eat chutz l'zmano. We also know that it's machshavas pigul that the mizbeach will eat chutz l'zmano. But what about achilas klavim? Is that considered a machshava for achilas chutz l'zmano? Then on the bottom of the page, going over to the base, the Gemara is going to ask if we're mitzarif a machshava for two chatzay zesim by two people. That I have a machshava that this is going to a full kazayis is going to be eaten chutz l'zmano, but half a kazayis each by two different people. Or what about a kazayis? I have a machshava that a kazayis will be eaten chutz l'zmano, but that it's going to be eaten so slowly, it's going to be more than an achilas pras. It's going to take more than a kaday achilas pras. So is that mitzarif to make it that I had a machsheves pigel? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss whether we're mitzarif a machshava to eat a chatzi zayis basar with a machshava to eat a chatzi zayis emurim. Now, certainly, emurim are not meant to be eaten. It's supposed to be huktar in the mizbech. So what if I have a machshava to eat a full kazayis, but half a kazayis of basar and half a kazayis of emurim? To what extent do we just say that haktar al mizbech is called achilas? So what difference does it make if you have a machshava to be maktarid or to be ochalid? Do we say, no, these are two different things? So that will bring us all the way, Be'ez Hashem, to the end of the second parak. So let's begin now. We're holding again three lines from the top of the page on daf lamed aleph amud aleph. Itmar chatzi zayis chutz l'zmano, chatzi zayis chutz l'mekomo, v'chatzi zayis chutz l'zmano. A person has a machshava that a first chatzi zayis is going to be eaten chutz l'zmano, then another chatzi zayis chutz l'mekomo, then another chatzi zayis chutz l'zmano. So what's the halacha? Do we assume that this is pigul or it's pasul? It's definitely at least pasul, but the question is which is it? So Amar Rava vayikatz kayoshan apigul. So Rava uses an expression based on the pasuk that it's reawakened. The pigul is reawakened, even though initially when you have a chatzi zayis machshava chutz l'zmano and a chatzi zayis chutz l'mekomo, it's mitzarif to make it pasul. So that chatzi zayis chutz l'zmano is already being used to make it pasul. When you bring in another chatzi zayis chutz l'zmano, it reawakens the isir and makes it pigul. So that is the shita of Rava. Tosos over here writes in the top Tosos, Ve'ikatz kiyoshin apigul lo shayich hacha matzah min es mino v'neir. Tosos says, you know, this sounds very, very similar to what we say in Yeridaya. The halacha is that if you have, let's say, you need shishim to be mevatel and iser. So let's say you have a little bit, a 60 kezesim of heter and a chatzi zayis of Isra falls into the 60 kazesim of heter. So it's batel, it's batel b'shishim. But then another chatzi zayis of Isra falls into the 60 kazesim of heter. So we say matzah minas mino v'neir, that the two chatzi zayisim of Isra that are not the same min as the 60 kazesim of heter are going to find each other. 59 kazesim, not 60. If it was 60, it would still be batel. So 59 kazesim of heter, and then a chatzi zayis, then another chatzi zayis. So why don't we say matzah minas mino? So Tosfos just says, no, we don't say it over here. We don't say matzah minas mino, but Tosfos doesn't explain Why don't we say matzah minas mino vineir? Why is it that the Gemara has to use different terminology, and that it's a machlokas over here, whether it's going to be reawakened? So there are several explanations in the Achronim what Tosus means. The Tzon Kachem explains that this is different than other Isurim, because by Shar Isurim, the min and eno mino are two bimamashus, they're two different things. As opposed to over here, as far as the substance of them, it's all the same min. It's just a machshava that you're having. And a machshava is a totally different issue of being mitzarif machshavos than being mitzarif actual things, being mitzarif actual substantial items. The Taras HaKodesh explains a little differently, that even if you hold by Shari Surim, matzah minas mino v'neyor, that's only by Shari Surim, where there's nothing that's stopping the heter from becoming usher. As opposed to over here, the Chatzi Zayis Chutz Mekomo is stopping the original Chatzi Zayis Chutz Zmano from becoming pigle, because it already has its own separate shame iser. It's already called puzzle. So if that chatzizayis, that initial chatzizayis chutzlis mano, is going to be choser v'neir, it's going to stop the chatzizayis of chutzlis mekomo from being able to affect anything. So it's as if the chatzizayis chutzlis mekomo is standing in its way from being choser v'neir. But in a normal matzah minas mino, there's nothing standing in the way of the original min from coming back and creating a problem. Then a third explanation is offered by Achronim, that the reason that we say that by all Isurim, Matzah Minas Mino B'neir, is because there's so much of the Isur that it's no Saint Tam Beheter, meaning you can now detect the Isur, even though originally it was Batal. So, but nevertheless, right now you can detect it. Yeah. But by Pigle you can't say such a thing. It's not a physical thing that you can sense in the Taroves. There is no Taroves to begin with. So the whole comparison doesn't really work when it comes to Pigle and the issue of Matzah Minas Mino. Now, there is another issue over here, and that is that we're borrowing this phrase, Vayikatz Kayashan. So this is a borrowing of a phrase in Tehillim that is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Shelis Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Shuvas and Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuv Ayin, discusses that they wrote to Rabbi Lazar Rokech, Av Bezin Broidi VeAmsterdam VeTzvat, when he came to take over the Rabbanus in Amsterdam. So they wrote Al Piskei Asha'arim, by the gates, they wrote Deleste Kavasei Mile'el Mikol Berchasa, that they used an expression that's normally reserved for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that Lahasir Machshala Azu, we need to get rid of this Machshala, and you're not allowed to do this to be Meshabeach, a human being with a Shevach that's normally said for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Sefer Hasidim says, you're not allowed to be Meshana Es Hashem Klapei Hedyot, like to send you're writing a letter to someone to write in the Lashon of Chavod Yichvod Hashem Liolam, or Yichvod, instead of that, Yichvod Adoni Liolam Yismach Adoni B'Ma'asav. You're not supposed to use such expressions. Sefer Chasidim says this is similar to the Issa the Gemara talks about in Rosh Hashanah, Layasa Adam Bayis Tavnis Hechel Achsadra Tavnis Ulam. Let's say a person has a shtick. He wants to build a house that's going to be so spiritual, he models it exactly after the Beis HaMikdash. There's going to be a seven-branch menorah, there's going to be the exact dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be in North Woodmere, but it's going to be exactly like the Beis HaMikdash. So that you're not supposed to do. You're not allowed to build a shul like that either, even though it's a mikdash ma'at. So doing that, meaning taking something that's reserved for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and using that for human beings, that's problematic. The Chida writes in his parish to Sefer Chasidim that he saw once written in a letter to a certain tsar that Kel Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Rachamim, that or El Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Rachamim. So he said that was a great tsar, such a chanufa, to such an extent that you're going to compare someone to the Ribbono Shalom. So says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, I but zvachim lamed aliv vayikatz kayoshan alif, and it's talking about pigle over here. We're not talking, you say, about pigle, what's a phrase that's reserved in Tehillim Parakai and Ches about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he says it's not a kasha at all, because vayikatz kayoshan is not actually a reference to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Can't actually be a reference to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Kodesh Baruch Hu never sleeps and never wakes up. There's no it's just the Shabbat HaSa'oz, and we use human terms to describe to us how we're perceiving the actions of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But that's all it is. So because initially these are human terms, that's why we can use them to describe Pigel. But when we're actually describing things that are purely reserved for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yichvod the Olam, something like that, so that's something that we absolutely are not allowed to, we're not allowed to write such melitzos. In the Chuvas of the Saba Kadisha, he discusses a sofer who would write melitzos to different rabbanim when he would write letters to them, and he would also use, he would use such expressions. So he also discusses whether this is appropriate to do or not appropriate to do. So in the Pnimei Halacha section of the Masifti, he quotes all of this, and he also quotes that in the Derech Sicha, one time, one of the children of the Brisker Rav, Hagrid Salvechik, Rav Yosef Dov, I think the Brisker Rav had a son, Rav Yosef Dov, makes sense that he would, he got to a chasna and he heard them singing Sushar Mashechem, a fairly common practice that they sing at a chasna, and he got all upset. Sushar Mashechem, that's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't sing that for people. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, yeah, but that's the minhag, that's what people do. We didn't think that was such a problem. So this is a discussion that the poskim have based on this Gemara right here, that the fact that the Gemara uses such a terminology to describe Pigel. But anyway, going back to our discussion over here, so you have a chatzizayis machshava of chatzizayis chutzlazmano, chatzizayis chutzlamakomo, and then another chatzizayis chutzlazmano. So Rava says, yeah, vayikatz kiyoshan ha-pigel, that the machshavas pigel comes back. The machshavas pigel is now mitztarif the two chatzizayisim with each other. So, but Rav Hamnuna Amar, eruv machshavas havi. Rav Hamnuna says, no, you're being mitztarif machshavas pigel and machshavas pasul. It's already, the first chatzizayis is already used to make it pasul. It cannot now change its hat, so to speak, and become a machshavas pigel. Cannot now be mitztarif with the other chatzizayis of machshavas pigel. Amar Rava mina aminala. Rava says, how do I know that I am correct, that it can come back and create a machshavas pigel? It's not, because we have a parallel in the world of tumah and tahara. Kibetza ochel rishon u kibetza ochel sheni. Let's say you have a kibetza of a rishon lutuma and a kibetza of a sheni lutuma. Shablol and zebezad, that get mixed up with each other. So the resulting two kibetza sized taroves is rishon, meaning now you have two kibetzim, but that the ingredients are kibetza that's a rishon, kibetza that's a sheni. If that touches food, it's going to make that food a sheni lutuma, because it is a rishon, it has a full kibetza in the taroves. Chilkan, but if you take that two kibetza taroves and you now cut it into two pieces, one kibetza each, so now each kibetza that you have is a combination of rishon and sheni, ze sheni vze sheni. Then each new kibetza only has the status of a sheni of the lower level of tuma. Hachazer v'irvan rishonavi. But if you then remix them again, it becomes a rishon again. So don't you see? Says Rava that it can be mitzdarif again. How do I know that chazer v'irvan is going to become a rishon? Mimai midiktani seifa, because the seifa goes on to say nafal zebi atzmo v'zeba atzmo, when they were split apart and you had a kazayas of the Taroves and another kazayis of the Taroves, and each one fell on its own, al kiko shaltruma, meaning one of the kibetzas fell on a kikar shaltruma and then was taken off. And then the other kibetza fell on that same kikar shaltruma and then was taken off. Paslua, it only makes the truma a shlishi. It only passels the truma, does not make the truma a sheni. Meaning you see that that since they fell at separate times, neither of them had the capacity to make the truma into a sheni. But naflu shnei and ka'achas, but if both kibetzas fell at the same time on truma, then asu'u shniya, then it turns the truma into a sheni. Why? Because now that they fell at the same time, they're mitztaref again together to create a kibetza of rishon. So you see, says Rava, that they're mitztaref with each other, and that it creates this status of rishon the tuma. So that's my raya, says Rava. Rav Hamnuna Amar, Hasam Ika Shiura, Hachaleka Shiura. Rav Hamnuna says, no, over there there's a shear, over here there's no shear. Well, what does that mean exactly? Why can't we compare the two cases? So Rashi writes, Hasam Ika Shiura, Me Ikara Shalemu, Vinechlak, Hilkaf kashachazavir v'chazur shmo alav. Aval hachame yikara chatzi zayis pigul. The chatzi zayis pigul. Lo nikra shem pigul alav, ki im shem pasul. Hilkaf ki adarasi chatzi zayis tizman, lo paka shem pasul, lemechal shem pigul. Over there we started out with a kebetza of Rishon and a kebetza of Sheni. We then mixed them and split them. So then we lost the full sheer kebetza of the Rishon. So yes, that can come back when you're mitzarif them again. But over here we're talking in a case where we started with a chatzi zayis of pigul and a chatzi zayis of pasul. So we never had the full sheer of pigul. Now we want that chatzi zayis of pigul to be mitzarif with another chatzi zayis of pigul. That's not going to work. That is how Rashi understands Rav Hamnuna's rejection of Rava. Tosel says, if that were really what it meant, it should have said, Hasam hava beishiura, hacha lo hava beishiura. It should have spoken in past tense. Did we start initially with the shear? Because that's really the chilik that Rashi's making over here. Whether we initially, way back, started with the shear before it was ever split. That's the difference between the tumma and the pigul case. But that's not what it says. It says ika shiura, implying that we're talking about present tense. And therefore, Tosa says, he quotes it in Dibra Maskal Hasam in the last five lines, Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, ika shiura sheish min hasheni kashir lefichach maniach lo lerishon lihipared me'olav v'halach lo lizchabreit zalat rishon acher hacha leka shiura min apostle vein maniach lo lepigul lihipared me'olav. The question says is whether something is standing in the way of the more problematic thing to be mitzaref with its own kind. Meaning, when you have the case of the Tumah, so you have the Rishon and the Sheni, if the Rishon stands independent of the Sheni the Tumah, the Sheni the Tumah will still be a Sheni the Tumah, because there's still a full kebetza of Sheni the Tumah to stand on its own. So it's not going to get in the way of the Rishon the Tumah going and being with Starek with other Rishon the Tumah. But by the Pigel and the Pasul, if the Chatzi Zayis of Pigel is mitzarif for the other Chatzi Zayis of Pigel, the Chatzi Zayis of Pasul standing there all alone and is completely ineffective and isn't anything. So it's not going to allow the Chatzi Zayis of Pigel to abandon it and to go become a full Zayis of Pigel with the other Chatzi Zayis. That's how Tosfos understands Rav Hamnuna's rejection. So now, in the next stage where Rav Hamnuna goes through his Shita, these two Shitas, Rashi and Tosfos, two understandings, are going to play a critical role in how to understand the next stage and may affect a major din in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. So let's see. Amar Rav Hamnuna mina aminala. Rav Hamnuna said, I'm the one that told you that a chatzi zayis of pigul, chatzi zayis of pasul, chatzi zayis of pigul, it's not mitzarif to make it pigul, it's all just pasul. How do I know that? Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah. Ha'ochel shenitma ba'avatuma, v'shenitma bivladatuma. Fancy way of saying, you have a Rishon and a Sheni, right? To foods that are a Rishon and a Sheni. Mitztarfim ze im ze, letame bekal shebishneim. They can be mitztarif with each other to make up a sheer kebetza, so that they can be metame on the level that a Sheni letuma would be metame. But they're not mitztarif with each other to take on the more severe level of a Rishon letuma. My love, avagav da hadamalia. Isn't it talking about even in a case where you then added another chatzi kebetza of a rishon l'tuma, but it's not mitzdarev? So says Gemara, nah, dilma delo hadamalia. Maybe we're talking about a case where it never goes back, so it never has a full shear of the original serious level of tumma. So the way Rashi understands this is, if you look at Rashi, the Dibur Maskel Hachigar Sinan, Hoch Chatzi Beitza Shnitma Bavatuma, Chatzi Beitza Acher Shnitma Bavladatuma, Misarfim Zezel Letame Bekal Shabishneim, My Lav Alvagav Dahodamalia Lo Dalo Adamalia, Letame Bekal Shabishneim, says Rashi. im naga betruma pasla velo tama. What does it mean to be metami bekal shav shneim? It means it has the status of a sheni. So if it touches truma, all it's going to do is pasla the truma, meaning make the truma a shlishi, but it will not be able to make the truma into a sheni. Deleka kashir min arishon, because you don't have enough of a rishon to make the truma into a sheni. My love, afilu chazar v'hishli me'ochel rishon acher alzeh ad shayibo kabeitza ochel rishon. So the Gemara's raya was, aren't we talking about a case where another chatzi kibetza of rishon is now mitzareif with the tarova? So now it's going to be, now you will have a total volume of a kibetza of a rishon, but still the ain't also a rishon. It can't go back to become a rishon. Because you never had a sheer kibetz of Rishon. See, the case Rava brought was you had a kibetz of Rishon, kibetz of Sheni. They mixed and were split. But you started with a kibetz of Rishon and kibetz of Sheni. This is different. You started with a chatzi beitz of Rishon, chatzi beitz of Sheni. Now you introduce a new chatzi beitz of Rishon. So now it's not going to be able to be mitzdariv, says Rav Hamnuna. Alma, kilo avi beishi ura me ikara ein chozer v'neir. So now here says Rashi, we never had a shir me ikara. Initially you only had a chatzi beitza of Rishon. Asks Rashi fundamental question. One of the most fundamental machlokas Rashi and Tosos in all of Hilchos Tuma V'Tara. Fundamental question. How do you ever have such a thing of a chatzi beitza of ochlin that's tameh? If the shear of Ochlin to be metameh is a kibetza, how do you have a chatzi beitza that never was a kibetza? You know, Rava's case where it started as a kibetza, got mixed, got split, got mixed again. Okay, so it started as a kibetza, so it could become tameh. How do you ever have something that starts as a chatzi beitza and was tameh? Vim tomar. Ibalavi be shear me yikara, heich kibel tumma meyafatum mitchilaso. How was it ever mekabel tumma in the first place? Says Rashi Yisod, that Rashi at least holds as a Yisod. Tshuva l'dvarecha, sha'ochel mekabel tumma b'kol shuhu, aval l'tami acherim tzarech kibetza. The whole notion that you need a kibetza for tumas ochlin means that in order for food to be metame other things, it needs to be a kibetza. But in order for it to become tame, it doesn't need to be a kibetza. That is how Rashi understands the whole Shaka V'tari of the Gemara, and Rashi is forced into saying this great chiddush in Tumas Ochlin that the sheer kibetza is only a din in being metame, but not in becoming tame. Tosa says you're misunderstanding the whole sugya, and therefore this whole chiddush is unnecessary. Tosa, Sibra Maschal Amar Avam Nuna, Mina Aminala, Detran, Ochl Shnit Mababatuma, Shahaya Bo Kibetza! The case is there was a kibetza. Vishnitma Bavladatuma Shaibo Kamokin kibetza. There was a kibetza of Rishon and a kibetza of Sheni. And mitstarfim zemzeh. Im yesh chatzi beitza mina Rishon, chatzi beitza mina Sheni. What happened? You had a kibetza of Rishon, kibetza of Sheni. You cut off a half a beitza of each and were now mitstarif them. So they could now be mitame as a Sheni. Kal shebishneim. And the Rav Amnuna's raya was, my love, afalgav da hadar malya. Isn't that talking about that they'll be mitzarif as a sheni, even if you then take the other chatzi beitz of Rishon that you left behind and reintroduce it into the mixture? So now what does your mixture consist of? It's a beitza and a half, but a beitza of Rishon and a chatzi beitz of Sheni. That we're not going to say that it's mitzarif, right? So Avagav da Adamayi Shalach Min Rishon V'samalav Alma Kivan Deleka Shi'ura Min Sheni. Since there's no sheer kibetza from the sheni, ein maniach lo l'rishon li'ipari me'olav. And Tos says that svar of Rabbi Natan, because the sheni is going to stand in the way. It's going to say, chatzi beitza of Rishon, you can't abandon me, because if you abandon me, I can't do anything. The chatzi beitza of the sheni on its own is worthless. It has no ability to do anything in terms of tuma. So Tosus understands the whole sugya is talking about where it started out as a beitza of Rishon and beitza of Sheni, and then they were mitzari for chatzi beitza at a time. And the Gemara's answer is no, dilma delo adermalia. Maybe you never filled in that beitza of Rishon. So says Tosus, lo pirush rabbeinu tam shapirashti lo tzricha lemash pirush makuntrus tochum lekabel tum bekolshu. And if you understand the Gemara this way, you don't need Rashi's whole chiddush. Kiddush, that food can be mekabel tuma b'kol shu. No, food to be, even to become tamei, needs to be a kibetza. You're so to stick machlokas in the world of tuma and tara. Fine, so says the Gemara Vayter now. Ki asa rav dimi. Now the Gemara is going to record three different versions of what the case is. There is a case, we have a tradition that there is a case where Bar Kapara will say, two machshavos of a chatzi zayis pigel are going to be mitzdarif with each other to make a real pigle, to make a full kazayas of pigle. But what? What's the case? So it's definitely not the case we've been talking about until now, where you have a chatzi zayis, machshava of a chatzi zayis chutzuzmano, and a chatzi zayis chutzuzmakomo, and then another chatzi zayis chutzuzmano. It's not that. So three versions of what it is. Number one, kiyas rav dimi amar, chatzi zayis chutzuzmakomo, v'chatzi zayis chutzuzmano, v'chatzi zayis chutzuzmano. You juxtapose the two machshavos of chatzi zayis chutzuzmano. So on the one end, you might say, yeah, but I started with the machshava of chatzis zayis chutz l'mekomo. So the second I had that second machshava, the chatzis zayis chutz l'zmano, it already became puzzle. So I'm already using that chatzis zayis chutz l'zmano to create a shame puzzle. So then the new machshava of the second chatzis zayis chutz l'zmano can't do anything. So that's where Tani Bar Kapara pigle, that since they're juxtaposed, they can be mitzarif with each other, and it becomes pigle. Ein chatzi zayis mobil b'makom kazayis, because the chatzi zayis of machshavas chutz l'mekomo is not going to stand in the way of the kazayis of machshavas chutz l'zmano to stop it from becoming pigle, to prevent it from becoming pigle. Second version, ki yasa rav and amar chatzi zayis chutz l'zmano v'chatzi zayis chutz l'zmano, and at that point it's already pigle v'chatzi zayis chutz l'mekomo tani bar kapara pigle. If you then add a chatzi zayis machshavah that does not get in the way of what is already pigle. Why? You know, in order for something to become pigle, we've been saying you need karav hamatzik mitzvaso. You need everything else to be perfect. Now, so that, and we said, therefore, if you have a machshava for a kazayis of chutz l'zmano, and then you have a machshava of a kazayis of chutz l'mekomo, it's not piggle, because that machshava of a kazayis chutz l'mekomo gets in the way. So says Bar Kapara, yeah, but that's only if it's a kazayis chutz l'mekomo. If you have a machshava of a kazayis chutz l'zmano, and then a machshava of a chatzi zayis chutz l'mekomo, the chatzi zayis is not going to get in its way. That's the second version of Bar Kapara. Third version, Rav Ashi Masnihachi, chatzi zayis chutz l'zmano, ukezayis, and then you have machshava about a full kezayis, chatzi chutz l'mekomo, chatzi chutz l'zmano, where it's split, but it's all the same machshava of a full kezayis, but it's split between half should be chutz l'mekomo, half should be chutz l'zmano. So Tani Bar Kapara pigle. That's the case where Bar Kapara says it's going to be pigle. Ein chatzi zayis moil b'makom kezayis. A chatzi zayis is not going to get in the way of the machshava's pigle of a full kezayis. Period. Now, Amar Rabbi Yanai, new topic. Chishiv sheyochleu klavim lemachar. What if I don't have a machshava that I'm going to eat at chutz l'zmano, nor even that the mizbeach is going to be ochel chutz l'zmano? I have a machshava that a dog will eat it chutz l'zmano. Pigle. Halacha is, it's pigle. Dechsiv v'sizevel yochla klavim b'chelek Yisrael. How do I know that it's pigle? Because the pasuk refers to dog eating meat as achila. So whatever is called achila, whatever is halachically defined as achila, is considered a machsheves pigle when you have a machsheva that should happen chutz l'zmano. So a dog eating meat is called an achila, and therefore it could be a machsheves pigle. Says the Gemara, really? Anything that we ever call an achila can become a machsheves pigle? Maskev Rabbi Ami el meata chishiv shetochleu eish lemachar. What if I have a machsheva that a fire will consume it tomorrow? Not the fire on the mizbeach, a random fire is going to consume it tomorrow. Tachsiv tochleu eish lenofach. The pasuk describes eish consuming something as achila. So achinami the pigle. You're going to tell me that's pigle. So maybe yes. Says Mar b'chitei machinami. And if you're going to tell me it is vatnan, but the Mishnah says lechol chatzi zayis ulahaktir chatzi zayis kosher shein achila v'aktar mitzdarfin, that if you have a machshava that a chatzi zayis should be eaten chutz l'zmano and a chatzi zayis should be burnt, not on the mizbeach, on the mizbeach even chutz l'zmano, they're not mitzdarif, because achila and haktara are two separate things. So don't tell me that haktara is just another form of achila. It's not, and it's totally different than regular achila. It's not mitzdarif at all. So certainly an a haktaras eish outside of the mizbeach shouldn't be considered an achila for machshavas pigul. So it says Gemara, I da'afka b'loshon achila hachanami hachamai eskivim da'afka b'loshon haktara. The loshon achila luchud b'loshon haktara luchud. When the Mishnah says that achila and haktara are not mitzarif, that's when your machshava was b'loshon achila and a machshava b'loshon haktara. It's not just that you imagined in your brain it burning on the mizbeach. No, you have to use words. So again, every time we say machshava over here, we really mean you have to verbalize it. So the word you used to describe what's going to happen on the mizbeach was not achila, it was haktara. That's why it's not mitztarif with a machshava achila, because you use a different word. But had you used the word achila, achilas mizbeach, then yeah, it would be mitztarif with achila, because consumption of a fire is in fact called an achila. Tosfos has a couple of interesting comments over here. If you look at Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil, Chishuv sheyachlu klavim l'machar pigul, b'sof kol ha'psul ha'minin, the chishuv sheyachlu t'meim l'avi pigul. You know, the Gemara is going to say, Daf Lamed Vav, that if your machshava is that tamei people should eat it, then it's not going to become pigul. So Tosfos says, that's very confusing to me. Why is it that when you have a machshava that a dog will eat it, that's called achila, that's pigul. But a tamei human being eating it is not called achila? How could it be that a dog is more of an achila than a tamei human being? So Tosfos and Daf Lamed Vav, and the Shittim Gvetz is right, that the difference is as follows. When you have a machshava for the tamei people to eat it, it's not pigul because the basar already becomes pasul before the achila. Because in order to eat it, the tamei person first has to touch it. So as soon as he touches it, it becomes tamei. As opposed to a dog, the dog just eats it. It never becomes pasul prior to the achila of the kelev. Aye, isn't it shayich? Isn't it possible that a tamei person could eat it without touching it first? Without pasling it first, someone sticks it down his throat or something, and then it won't become tamei before the achila. Yeah, but nevertheless, by achilas tameim, the reason that it's pasul is not because of the achila, because it's possible that the basa will become pasul even before the achila de negiya. Meaning, since it's possible and it's normal that it would become pasul, so therefore it's considered that the machshava, when you have a machshava that a tamei person will eat it, your machshava really is that a tamei person will first touch it and then eat it, will first pasul it and then eat it. So that's why that machshava is not considered a machshavas pigul. That's how Tosfos themselves explain. The Riva is quoted by the Shittim Gvetzes as explaining it a little differently. That when you have a machshava that tmeim will eat it, the pigul is not chal because the machshava doesn't help at all. Because it's not up to you whether tmeim will eat it. As opposed to having machshava that dogs will eat it, that's biyado la'achilam. You have the ability to feed the dogs, so the machshava is going to be chal. Meaning the dog doesn't really have bechira chafshis. Dog sees food, dog eats food. But if I tell a person to eat food, he could say, no thank you, not interested. So I don't have that control over the situation. Then there's another tosos, the next tosos, v'si zevel yochla klavim, hapshit le d'shaych le gabi behema b'davar aroyla, k'dechsiv tia kol tvos k'lechel, el me'achilz basar ma'isi raya. Meaning, tosos is bothered, what's the Gemara trying to prove from the pasuk? That dogs eat? That we need a pasuk to prove that there's such a thing as achila by dogs? Of course dogs eat, animals eat. We always call animal eating eating. We always call it achila. No, it says Tosfos the chiddush is that achilas basar is considered achila for dogs. That you might think that it's a shelo kederech achila, it's not a normal thing for it to eat, and therefore would not be considered achila. So I'm quoting the pasuk to show that it is in fact considered a normal achila. Okay, says Gemara further now. Boy Ravashi, chishev lechol kazayis b'shnei b'nei adamahu. What if you have machshava that two separate people are going to eat a kazayis? Basa, meaning each one eating a half a kazayis. So basa machshava azina dika shira. Do we say, well, my machshava is that a kazayis is going to be eaten chutz zmano, so that's a full shir pigul? Or do you look at the eaters, the people who are actually going to eat, and then you don't have a shear? So I'm Rabbi Toshma. Lechol kachatzi zayis ulahakter kachatzi zayis kosher. Shein achilav aktar mitstarfin. Our Mishnah says that if you have a machshava to eat a chatzi zayis, and you have a machshava to be maktir chatzi zayis, so that's going to be mitstarif. That's going to be kosher, rather. It's not going to be mitstarif because achila and haktara are not mitstarif. Halechol v'lechol dumyu d'lechol lahaktir. But if you have a machshava that you're going to eat a chatzi zayis and another achil chatzi zayis, in a way that's similar to lechol v'laktir ve'chidani b'shnei b'nei adam. Meaning, just like lechol v'laktir means a person eats a chatzi zayis and the mizbeach eats a chatzi zayis, so why should it be any different than a person eats a chatzi zayis and another person eats a chatzi zayis? So ve'chidam achilus b'shnei b'nei adam, that is mitzdarif. So shema minah, so we see that achilus shnei b'nei adam is in fact mitzdarif. What about the following? Boi rava, chishev lechol kezayis b'yas mekdechilus pras. What if you have machshava to eat a kezayis in more time than it takes to eat a kedei achilas pras? Do we say that it's like achilas gavoa, just like when you burn something on the mizbeach, there's no din of kedei achilas pras? Or do we say that no, it's like achilas hedyot, where normally an achila by a human being requires a kedei achilas pras? So is that considered a machshavas pigul, that it's going to be eaten chutzis mano, but in more than a kedei achilas pras? It's a little bit difficult. The Rishonim are already bothered by the kasha. The Achronim at least are bothered by the kasha. Shouldn't this be resolved based on the first question that we asked about Shnei B'nei Adam? Why, if Shnei B'nei Adam eat, it has to be eaten the Kedei Achilas Pras? How does that even make sense? Two people eating two separate achilos, that has to be done b'chlei achilas pras. So of course it doesn't have to be. So why when it's one person would it have to be b'chlei achilas pras? That's a question. When do we say that shnei b'nei adam, that there's a shir achila? Now in Hilchos Kiddush, Mishnah Berurah writes that really that halacha is the mekadesh tzarech shiyutom, he should have a malol lugmav. Malol lugmav should be drunk l'chachila in the amount of time that it takes to have a rov revius. But at least b'chlei achilas pras. But really, b'diavad, if he doesn't drink it all himself, he can share it with other people and they can combine with a malol lugmav. Does that have to be b'chlei achilas pras? The discussion in the Achronim. Does that make any sense? That you can be mitzarif other people together in all they're eating together b'chlei achilas pras? They bring rayas from this sugya. So anyway, so on the second shayla, whether you need a k'dei achilas pras, Amar Abaye Toshema, lechol chatzizayis l'achtar chatzizayis kosher shein achil v'aktar mitzarfin, achil v'aktar not mitzarif. Time of the lechol lahaktir, halechol the lechol mitzarif. But two separate achilas are mitzarif. Aktar biyosam k'dei achilas prasu, but aktara is more than a k'dei achilas pras. Typically, it takes longer to burn, so you see that it's more than a k'dei achilas pras. Says Mar, no, dilma behasa gadol. Maybe we're talking about burning a humongous fire where it's not going to take more than a k'dei achilas pras. Lechol chatzizayis lahaktir chatzizayis kasher. Vaytu l'mar. We said in the Mishnah that to eat a chatzizayis and to burn a chatzizayis is kasher because achila and aktara not mitzarif with each other. Time of the lechol lahaktir, halechol the lechol dover shein darbo lechol. But if you have in mind to eat a chatzizayis basar and to eat a chatzizayis of a murin, that is mitzdarev. Hakatani reisha lechol shadarko lechol shadarko lechol in shein darbo lechol lo. But the reisha said that no, machshavas achila is only when you have a machshavas achila on something that is normal to eat. But a machshavas achila on something that's not normal to eat will not count as a machshavas achila. So it's a steer within the Mishnah. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu Hamani. Rebbe Lazar, it's a machlokas. Tam mechashu meachilas adam, meachilas mizbeach, meachilas mizbeach, meachilas adam. Rabbi Lazar holds that even the machshava for achila of something that's not royal lechol is considered machshava sachila. It's not, because the Mishnah tells us later on, if you shech the carbon having in mind that you're going to eat the emurin, something that you're not supposed to eat, or that you're going to burn the basar, so kosher, it's going to be kosher. But Rebbe Lazar posel, Rebbe Lazar says, no, that's called a machshavas achila, and therefore that's going to pasel. You don't even have to say we're following Rabbi Lazar. We could even be saying like the Rabbanan. You're making the wrong diuk. The diuk should not be, oh, had you had in mind to eat a chatzizayis of meat and a chatzizayis of emurin, so that would be mitzdarif. No, the real diuk is, you have in mind to eat a chatzizayis of basar and then another chatzizayis of basar, that's going to be possible also, even though you only have in mind the chatzizayis at a time. Says Gemara, well, my kamashmalan, and then what's the whole chiddush of the seifa? Idav shadar kolechol kamashmalan. Why, you're telling me that you could be mitzdarif two chatzizayisim of machshavas normal achila? Well, mereisha shemami. Now we already know that from the reisha, because it said kachatzizayis b'chutz kachatzizayis l'machar pasul. That if you have machshavat either chatzizayis b'chutz or chatzizayis l'machar, it's going to be pasul. Ha kachatzizayis l'machar v'chatzizayis l'machar pigul. But very clearly the diuk is that if you have in mind either kazas chatzizayis and then another chatzizayis chutzes mano, that is pigul because it's mitzarev. So that can't be the chiddush. Ilach l'haktir.
And if the chiddush is about being mitztarif, achila, and haktara, miduki the reisha shvamina, we already know that from the diuk of the reisha, because it says lechol davar shadarko lechol in shein darko lechol lo. So hashama lechol v'lechol davar shein darko lechol lo mitztarif. If eating something that you're supposed to eat and eating something that you're not supposed to eat does not combine with each other, lechol lahakter ribayi. To eat a chatzizayis basar and to actually burn a chatzizayis of emurim, do you need to tell me that that's not mitzdarif with each other? You're not even eating it. It's you're combining eating with burning. So says Gemara, lechol lahaktir itzrich. No, that is a chiddush, that I cannot combine eating with burning, even though I already know that I cannot combine eating with eating that which should be burnt. If I have in mind to eat a chatzizayis basar and to burn to eat a chatzizayis emurin, I have in mind to do something highly unusual, so that can't be mitzdarif. But over here, where I'm having a machshava to eat a chatzizayis basar and to burn a chatzizayis of emurim, so I'm doing what's supposed to be done with each one, just chutzlas mano. I would think that should be mitzdarif. So kamash malan, that's why I need to be told the chiddush that it's not mitzdarif. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the beginning of the third parasha.